Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of Learn About World Cuisine, the show that takes you on a culinary tour around the world. Today will be nothing but fun facts about Lyon, France, escargot, and baguettes. And that is because on your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more, I have already done a fun facts about French cuisine episode. So we're going to start with fun facts about Lyon, France, and we're going to end the program with fun facts about escargot and baguettes. I also want to say that the inspiration for this episode was the WWE premium live event from Lyon, France. That inspired me to do this episode. So we're going to talk fun facts about Lyon, France, because that premium live event from Lyon was amazing. The crowd was fabulous. So since you were such a great crowd, we're going to give you your own episode. Let's get started. The population of Lyon, France, not including their suburbs, is 522,000 people, although the metropolitan area has more. This is just the people in the confines of Lyon, France. 522,000 people. Lyon, France is located in the heart of France, and they are known for their rich history, stunning architecture, and delectable cuisine. I also want to say, from doing this episode, I was shocked at how many fun facts about Lyon, France are going to make you want to go on a vacation there. And we're going to keep going, but I just want to let you know before I dig deeper into the episode that you are going to want to take a trip to Lyon, France by the time I'm done. I was shocked at all the great things that Lyon, France has to offer. Okay? Lyon, France is considered the spot in all of France for delicious cuisine. Some people say that Lyon, France has the best restaurants in all of France. They have over 2,000 restaurants, including many Michelin-starred restaurants. And we're going to talk about a certain restaurant in Lyon, France, that has had 3 Michelin stars for over 50 years. That sounds impossible, but we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Lyon is the third largest city in all of France. Lyon, France is a vibrant hub of innovation and technology. Now, I'm going to throw this in here. It's in my script for later in the episode, but I'm going to toss it in right here. More people visit Lyon, France for business purposes than they do for tourism. I found that shocking. So, Lyon, France is a vibrant hub of innovation and technology, and they get more visitors for business purposes than they do for travel and vacation. Lyon, France is sometimes called the City of Silk, and that is because in the 19th century, they were a major producer of silk, and they were a major producer of silk for many, many years, hundreds of years. Lyon, France is divided by 2 rivers. The Basilica of Notre Dame is a must-see attraction in Lyon, France. Every December, Lyon, France has a Festival of Lights. Now, I'm going to dwell on this. I'm going to go off script for a second. Every December, in Lyon, France, they have a Festival of Lights. And world travelers say that it is a must-see event. So you might want to plan your trip around December, so you can see this an amazing festival of lights. One of the reasons that people say Lyon, France is the food capital of France is because there are more restaurants per capita in Lyon, France than any other area of France. The two brothers who invented the movies, cinema, were born in Lyon, France. So the two brothers that created cinema, the movies, they were born in Lyon, France. Lyon has two football clubs. Ironically, the women's football club is more successful than the men's. Lyon, France is a very vibrant business scene. There are many startup companies, and business is booming in Lyon. And I think the most fun fact in regards to that is that more people visit Lyon for business than they do for fun, than they do for vacation. I already mentioned the Festival of Lights is a must-see attraction, but Lyon, France has many, many major festivals throughout the year. But the Festival of Lights is the one that sticks out. Now, keep in mind on your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, look up Learn About World Cuisine. I've done a couple episodes about France, and I've covered fun facts about French cuisine in those episodes. In my France episode, I mentioned that there are many places around the world that have replicas of the Eiffel Tower. They are pretty much miniature Eiffel Towers. And Lyon, France has a miniature Eiffel Tower. And I also mentioned, if you go to my New York episode, I mentioned that there are many places throughout the world that have their own version of the Statue of Liberty. And there are many Statue of Liberties in many countries around the world. Street art is very prominent in the city of Lyon, France. There are many murals and art installations throughout the city. So if you're an art lover, if you are a street art lover, this is the place for you. If you like to visit cities where you can use public transportation to get around instead of renting cabs or Uber or Lyft, Lyon, France is your spot. They got a very good public transportation system that you can ride and save a ton of money on travel throughout the city. According to World Travelers, it is a very great city in regards to public transportation. They have public transportation in many forms in the city. One of the most popular culinary... Oh, here's an interesting fun fact. One of the most famous culinary schools in the entire world that attracts students from all over the world is in Lyon, France. Okay? They also have a very vibrant college and community in the city. If you are a fan of Venice, Italy, Lyon has an area in their city that is pretty much a replica of Venice. So there's a section of Lyon in the city. There's a neighborhood that is pretty much a replica of Venice. The starting point to explore the French Alps is in Lyon, France. Now, I want to preface this by saying, on your favorite podcast platform, I've done an entire episode about the French Alps. It's a fascinating episode. And I think I covered French cuisine at the end of that episode. So today we're going to focus on escargot and French baguettes for our fun facts, since I think I've done three episodes with fun facts about French cuisine. If you're a traveler who enjoys the nightlife, there are a lot of world travelers that say Lyon has an amazing nightlife scene, many great bars, not to mention the restaurants, which are probably the best in France. And that is what, according to most world travelers whose blogs I did research from for this episode. One of the best indoor food markets in all of France is located in Lyon. There are over 30 bridges throughout the city of Lyon, France. And bridges are one of the many things that they are known for. They have a great ballet scene and theater. So if you're into that kind of thing, this is a trip for you. One of the largest urban parks in all of Europe is located in Lyon, France. If you love great museums, they are known for their fantastic museums. Now check this out. Lyon, France is the spot to go. Chocolate, even chocolate. They specialize in some of the best chocolates in all of Europe. Now, here's the funny part about this episode. I'm sitting here watching the WWE premium live event, Backlash, and it's coming from Lyon, France, and I'm saying to myself, this crowd is probably the best crowd I've seen in wrestling in many, many years. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, let me do a show about Lyon, France, because that's where the WWE premium live event was from. I had no idea, because I never heard of it, how much of a tourist destination this is. I mean, they have pretty much everything. They have the nightlife. They have the restaurants. Some people say the best restaurants in all of France. They have theater, they have movies, anything you can think of, you can find in the city. And we also talked about the famous culinary school. One of the most popular culinary schools in the world is in Lyon. But there are many universities, and it has a thriving student population. People from all, students from all over the world go to school in Lyon, France. Okay? Now, here's what I want to get into, because I got confused. I'm not going to lie to you. When I wrote this show, it took me about 6 hours to write the show. When I wrote this episode, I was confused as to this next fun fact. But if you do research about Lyon, France, you're going to see a lot of people mentioning hidden alleyways and hidden, what do they call them? Secret passageways between buildings. They date back centuries. So architecture in Lyon, France is what they are known for. Okay, and there are hidden passageways on the side of buildings that have been there for centuries. I thought this was a meaningless fun fact. And then as I was doing the research, more and more of the research talked about it. And it's a big deal. So the little hidden passageways are very famous in Lyon. And they date back hundreds upon hundreds of years. They also have a very prestigious international film festival in Lyon, France. And as I said, I only picked this because I was listening to the crowd at the WWE Premium Live event. That's the only reason I did this episode. And I am just blown away as to how many things you can do in Lyon, France. Even the music scene in Lyon, France is considered one of the best. If you like to shop markets, they have many, many fabulous markets. Spring and autumn are the best times to visit Lyon, according to the blogs that I read from the World Travelers. Now, you might be interested in the Festival of Lights. That is in December. Okay, it's your own taste, but according to World Travelers who have been to Lyon, spring and autumn are the best times to visit. According to the research I've done, each week I like to tell my World Travelers about the safety of each area of the world that I cover. And that is because there are areas of the world that are not safe to travel to. In general, Lyon, France is a safe place to visit for tourists. Okay, I always look up the safety of each country because I cover every single area around the globe. So there are places around the world that are more dangerous than others. But Lyon, France is generally safe for tourists. Here's a weird but fun fact. Now, here's a really weird fact. I'm going to go off script for a second because this next fun fact is kind of bizarre. Okay? So I'm going to get into this, and I'm going to say it slowly because it confused me. Centuries ago, it is documented that there was an alien sighting in the center of Lyon, France. Okay? It is documented. It is historically documented. There are people who said they saw an alien landing in the center of Lyon, France. Now, here's the funny part. This happened again a couple hundred years later. Okay, and that is why today they have a museum that is shaped like a spaceship. So I thought that was fascinating. So according to documentation, historical documentation, it is said that people claim that aliens landed in the center of Lyon, France, all the way back in the 9th century. And then just a couple hundred years later, there was another documented incident of alien sightings. So, currently today, they have a museum that is shaped like a spaceship. Lyon, France also has a lot of famous inventions. And one of the famous inventions that was invented in the city was the hot air balloon. And here's what blew my mind. Not only was the hot air balloon invented in Lyon, but it was invented all the way back in 1783. I don't know about you, but I had no idea that hot air balloons have gone back to the year 1783. That is incredible. All the way back in 1762, the first veterinarian school was founded in Lyon. So they started the veterinarian school. That started in 1762. As I said earlier, for centuries, Lyon, France was known for producing silk. So the sewing machine gained its popularity in Lyon, France because of the silk industry. Before the person... Oh, here's a fun fact. I want everyone to hold on to your chairs. I don't want anybody falling out of your chair from this next fun fact. You ready? I want everyone to follow me. before the person who created and designed the Statue of Liberty in America, before that, he designed a famous fountain in Lyon, France. So if you go to my France episode, I explain the story behind the Statue of Liberty. And the guy who designed the Statue of Liberty, many years before he did the Statue of Liberty, he designed a fountain, a famous fountain, in Lyon, France. Okay. Oh, here's a fun fact. I told you earlier that the city is known for the beautiful murals and street art. But here's the fun fact. 80% of the murals and street art in Lyon are designed by women. So that's great. So 80% of the murals that you see around the city and the street art are made by women. Well, I thought that was great. Here's something. The first worker strike in all of France happened in Lyon. And as I said, for centuries, they were known for being a large producer of silk. And that is the industry that took the first worker strike in all of France, all the way back in the 1800s. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name. But one of the most famous French chefs in history was from Lyon. As I mentioned earlier, Lyon, France is a foodie destination. And based upon the communication I get from my listeners, a lot of you take your vacation, and food is a very prominent thing that you're looking for when you travel. Lyon, France has been, they say, is the best place in France for restaurants. Now, here's the fun fact. I mentioned this earlier, but the famous chef that I talked about, one of the most famous French chefs ever, he was able to maintain a 3 Michelin star rating for 54 years. So there is a restaurant in Lyon that has received 3 Michelin stars for an incredible 54 years. The first female chef to ever receive 3 Michelin stars was from Lyon, and she received the 3 Michelin stars all the way back in 1933. And as I mentioned earlier, because I wanted to mention this earlier because it kind of went with the script, 2/3 of all visitors to Lyon are there for business and not tourism. I found that fascinating. Because after writing this show, I was kind of surprised as to all the great things you can do in Lyon. And I think the food factor alone, I would have thought there were more tourism in the city. But 2/3 of the people that visit Lyon are there for business purposes. And as I said earlier, business is a central part of the city. As I do more and more research about Lyon for this episode, before I wrote the episode, I did tons of research. And basically, those secret passageways that I talked about earlier go back for centuries, and that's why they're a big deal. If you do research on Lyon, you're going to find out that a lot of the research material talks about those hidden passageways. As I said earlier, the women's football team in the city of Lyon, France, is actually more successful than the men's. The writer of the famous story, The Little Prince, was from Lyon, France. a major publication named Lyon, France as the best city to live in the entire country of France. So they get recognized by, you know, bloggers and media as being a great tourist destination. It's just that most people go there for business. Lyon did not become a city of France until the year 1313. How about that? And now today, Lyon, France is one of the most important cities in all of France. But it wasn't recognized as a city of France until the year 1313. Here's an interesting thing. In the year 1894, the president of France was stabbed to death in Lyon. And the person that stabbed him to death was killed by guillotine. I'll tell you what, I am just shocked. Like I said, I'm sitting here, I'm watching the WWE Premium Live Event Backlash, and I'm hearing the crowd from Lyon, France. And I'm saying to myself, I've never heard of Lyon, France ever. Didn't even know it existed. So I said, let's see if we can find out some fun facts, because that crowd was incredible. So our friends in France, I want to let you know that the citizens of Lyon represented you fabulously. That crowd was amazing. And WWE just had their event Backlash in Lyon, France. So that's what gave me the inspiration for this episode. I got to be honest with you, never heard of Lyon, France till I watched the WWE event. So I was actually very surprised that I found as many fun facts about Lyon, France as I did. So it took me about 6 hours to write the show and do all the research. But it ended up being worth it because maybe many of you will be inspired to go to Lyon, France, after listening to this episode. Now, for the next few minutes, I'm going to do fun facts about escargot. As we all know, escargot is edible snails. So let's get some fun facts about escargot. Keep in mind, on your favorite podcast platform, I've already done a couple episodes with fun facts about French cuisine. So today we're going to focus on escargot and French baguettes. And the part about French baguettes is going to shock you, because it shocked me. So I want everyone to stay tuned for the part about French baguettes. Let's start by talking about escargot. Escargot is basically edible snails. It is believed that snails that are used for eating were brought into the United States through California all the way back in the 1850s. French people consume an astonishing 40,000 metric tons of snails every year. But you know what shocked me more than that? Based upon the research I did for this episode, even in the United States, there are over 1 billion snails consumed every year. I don't know about you, but I know escargot is associated with wealth and, you know, upper scale dining. I had no idea 1 billion snails are eaten in the U.S. every year. May 24th is National Escargot Day. The science of growing snails for food is called heliculture. Snails have been eaten for food purposes going all the way back to to the Roman Empire. There's a book with a recipe for snails that is dated centuries. That it was written centuries ago. All right. And as I said, America consumes 1 billion snails per year. I just found that hard to believe. Escargot is high in protein and low in fat. Archaeologists have actually discovered that humans have been eating snails since prehistoric times. Now, everyone's saying, you know how escargot has been associated with French cuisine. We all know that, right? Escargot being associated with French cuisine started in the 17th century. But now I think everybody associates escargot with French cuisine. Even though you associate escargot with French cuisine, snails are eaten in many places around the world. There are African countries where they use snails in soups and stews. It's just that escargot is more popularly associated with French cuisine. They also eat snails in Asian cuisine, and snails are very popular in certain areas of Asia. The most popular way to serve escargot is with garlic butter and parsley. You're going to need some tools to eat escargot, such as a small fork. I was very surprised to learn that snails as a food go back to prehistoric times, and archaeologists have uncovered proof that human beings have been eating snails for centuries. It is important to clean your snails before you eat them, and that is what they recommend. If you do not have a restaurant near you that serves escargot, you can make it at home. As we mentioned, now here's a fun thing. I want everyone to pay attention. Read the transcript if you don't get what I'm saying, okay? The transcript, if you're an Apple iTunes listener, Apple iTunes just started making transcripts for every podcast that you listen to. It's free for the podcaster, and it's free for the person downloading the episode. So if you download this show from iTunes, click on the episode, and it'll give you the transcript so you can actually read every word I'm saying. So I want everyone to pay attention because I think this is the fun fact of the food part. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, lobster at one time was a poor man's food. So at one time, lobster was a poor man's food, and they would serve it in prisons. And there were people that were embarrassed to actually eat lobster. So lobster wasn't always an upscale food. At one time, lobster was a food that was eaten by the poor. Okay, that's a fun fact that maybe you didn't know. Snails are the same. Escargot is the same thing. At one time in history, escargot was eaten by the poor. All right, so just like lobster, there was a period of time when escargot was a poor person's food. Now, lobster and escargot are associated with luxury and wealth. The reason that edible snails are called escargot in America is because they get the word escargot, which means snail in French. And like I said, I think the fun fact about escargot that blew me away is how many servings of escargot are eaten in America in a year. I thought that was an incredibly high number. But there is an amazing amount of escargot eaten, even in America, every year. So I think we did a bunch of fun facts about escargot. I think we did a good job. So we're going to end the episode by giving you fun facts about French baguettes. Now, I want to say something before I get into it. I was stunned at some of these facts about French baguettes. So I want everyone to follow along. If you download the show from iTunes, read the transcript because this is fascinating. All right. There are 6 billion, with a B, baguettes produced every year. There are over 35,000 bakeries in France. Now, here's what got me. By law, there is an actual law on the books in France in regards to baguettes. All right? So in France, there is a law. It's not something that they recommend. It's a law. It's on the books. In France, you can only make French baguettes with four ingredients. This is a law. I want to stress this. This is not a recommendation. This is a law on the books. So in the country of France, you can only make baguettes with four ingredients. Okay? In France, there is a law on the books that says that if you can only sell the French baguettes at the place they were made. I'm going to say that again. I found this fascinating. This is an actual law, folks. It's not a recommendation. In France, you must sell the French baguettes at the place it is made. So you can't ship them out. They have to be sold. So if your bakery makes French baguettes, the bakery has to sell them in that store. These are all laws. And then French baguettes can only be made with four ingredients. Okay? The French baguettes are usually baked in a stone oven. French baguettes was invented all the way back in 1839. And like I said, a lot of these fun facts you might have heard in my France episode. Okay. A whopping 95%. What? 95% of the people in France eat bread every day. That's like 9.5 out of 10 people. This is going to sound kind of weird. Okay. But there is also a law on the books in France that makes sure there are plenty of bakeries open. So they have little laws in regards to vacations, shutting down a bakery, etc. This is all stuff that's on the books. In France, the baguettes are so popular that a lot of the bakeries sell out by early in the day. So according to World Travelers, you want to get to the bakery early if you want your French baguette. Now, French baguettes are recommended only for one day, okay? And that is because if you hold them longer than one day, they can turn rock hard. Okay, so the recommendation of buying and eating your French baguette is one day or else it's going to turn real hard. Now, there are bakeries in France that will sell you a half of a French baguette, okay? So French baguettes are so popular that there was a guy who invented an online service. What? So in France, this gentleman created where you can go online and order your baguette for the next day so you don't have to worry about rushing to the bakery to get your daily bread. So you can go online and order it. So you can order it the day before for the next day. Another example of how seriously the French take their baguettes is that in France, now I'm going to say this slow so you can get it. In France, there are vending machines that sell baguettes. Okay? So in the country of France, there are vending machines where you can get French baguettes. So that is how serious they take it. Today, over 30 million baguettes are eaten every day in France. In France, the French eat baguettes with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's a food that they eat all day. Ironically, today, the French are eating less baguettes than they have any time throughout their history. If you're sitting there saying to yourself, I'm hearing all these fun facts about French baguettes, but what is it? French baguette is basically an oblong-shaped bread that is designed, ironically, the design is made so that you can carry it under your armpit. I thought that was pretty interesting. So the design of a French baguette was designed so that you can carry it under your armpit. All right. And, all right, we talked about that. If you're wondering, how do I eat a French baguette? It is traditionally cut and filled with butter or jam. The word baguette is translated to mean stick, wand, or baton. So the translation of the word baguette means stick, wand, or baton. It's basically named after its shape. It is amazing to me how serious the French take their baguettes. I mean, I was just astonished. They have laws on the books in regards to the baguettes. Now, here's the most fun fact. The baguette was not even invented in France. It was invented by a baker in Austria. So they're one of the icons in the bakery business is an Austrian baker, and that is who created the baguette. So it's not even a French food. It was created in Austria. If you do not eat your baguette within a day, as I said, it turns rock hard. The Vietnamese also have their own type of baguette, and they call it banh mi. And that is translated in Vietnamese to mean bread. The Italians also have their own version of the baguette. So there are countries around the world that have their own version of a baguette. And here's the last fun fact of the day. We are on minute number 42. I think the last fun fact of the day is probably the most interesting. I was surprised to learn that Algeria eats more baguettes per day than France. What? The country of Algeria eats more baguettes per day than France. I thought that was fascinating. All right, folks, we're going to end the show right now. Keep in mind that if you are a new listener to the show, all you got to do is go to your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. Search for Learn About World Cuisine and subscribe to the show. If you subscribe to the show, you'll get what basically is a text message every time I put out a new episode. Each week, I take a different location around the world, and I give you fun facts about the location itself, and then I give you fun facts about the cuisine in those locations. So I have 196 episodes on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, or any other place that you get your podcasts. Keep in mind that the talk in the podcast business is that if you download the show from iTunes, you can now get a transcript of the show. That means basically you will get a written version of the show. So if you're going to download the show from iTunes, you can read the transcript. That is a thing I believe it started back in January. So I have a solution for everyone listening to this show. If you want to listen to 196 episodes that cover every major place throughout the world, simply go to my website. My website is Philly, Philly, restaurant, restaurant, reviews with an S, .com. And I have a link that will take you to all 196 episodes. So go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com. I have owned the website for 12 years. So that website has been up and running, and I've been writing on the website for 12 years now. So go to the website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com. Simply click the link, and you can listen to 196 episodes. Okay, so that is the easiest way to listen to all the episodes. I do want to make mention, because I get a lot of correspondence from people from my website. I want to mention this show is done just for fun. Nobody's making money. I enjoy doing the research. I enjoy sharing the research with my audience. So do not take the show too seriously. We're just having fun. Okay, there are some of you that do take the show a little bit too seriously. So I want to make it very clear, this show is done just for fun. Nobody's making money. We're just doing everything for fun. We're all having fun together. So that is why we do the show. So subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. Okay. And then each week you're going to learn about a new section of the world and their cuisine. So I always start the show with fun facts about the location, and then I cover the cuisine. So go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify. Joe Rogan said, if Kevin Wilson's not on Spotify, I'm not taking the $500 million contract. So go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more, and you will see 196 different episodes. So I want to thank everyone for joining me this week. And keep in mind, if it's Thursday morning, it's time for you to check your favorite podcast platform or my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, for the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast. And I will talk to everyone next Thursday morning.